Hello, hello, good people. Welcome, welcome. I'm Johnny Hawkins.
And I'm Nigel Germain, also known as Champagne Bubbles.
Yeah, yeah.
And welcome to
the first episode of
Vibrations with Johnny Hawkins. So, Johnny, what are we talking about today?
Great topic. Great first topic. Well, I shouldn't have said first topic. Great topic. Why are you hiding? Will the real you please stand up? Meaning, why are you hiding? Why do some of us hide? Why are you hiding? Will the real you please stand up?
Oh, that sounds juicy. What do you mean by that? Why are you hiding?
Well, that makes me think of a poem of the great Miriam Williamson.
Okay.
Okay. Our greatest fear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if we start there, let's just dissect that a little bit.
All right.
Would you read that to the lovely people?
I most certainly shall. Our Greatest Fear by Marianne Williamson from her book, A Return to Love. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, handsome, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us.
Yes.
It is not just in some, it is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we consciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Talk to me.
Ooh, that is juicy.
Okay, so that's what we're saying. So today we're talking about liberation.
Okay.
Freeing ourselves from this greatest fear.
All right.
All right, and so if we just go through once again in pieces and then have some discussion with regard to this poem, I think we'll do ourselves a service as well as these lovely people listening. Okay.
I think you're right. Let's do it.
So now check this out. Deepest fear. First of all, do you think it's our deepest fear that we are not that we're inadequate, but that we are, that we feel powerful beyond measure? Do you think that's a real thing?
I think so.
Okay.
I would say for myself, just feeling that I still have to do one more thing, lose a few more pounds or curl my hair one more time or just do something, that who I am and where I am in this right now moment is not sufficient, that I am inadequate to just be.
Wow. So do you think most people are afraid to be powerful or to believe that they're powerful beyond measure? And what's that all about? What do you think?
I would say so from my own experience of myself and then just talking to others, that the fear is that once you shine in a certain kind of way, you have to be responsible for that.
Yeah.
And what if I can't maintain that level of expression? So it's safer to shrink versus to stand in that light and all that comes with that.
That's beautiful. So powerful beyond measure. I think it has to deal with insecurities,
okay,
our own insecurities. I think it has to deal with how we were raised, most of us, you know.
Yeah.
Those first 7 years, as they say, you know, and the impact that has on us as humans coming up. I think it has to do a lot with our peers, our so-called friends, or even our family, you know, sort of saying, who do you think you are, right?
Right.
That you want to be this or that.
Sit down.
Shut up. Be quiet, right? And so I think it starts there. So we need to liberate ourselves from that and say to ourselves, I think it's okay to feel powerful beyond measure.
For sure.
Right?
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Now, she talks about the light. Now, that's juicy, isn't it? That's good.
Okay? Yeah.
So our light, okay, it's our light that most frightens us. What do you think of when you think of light in humans? What's the light? What are we talking about?
Well, for me, that is being authentic and using all of the gifts and talents.
Okay.
So today I have on this shirt, Just Do You, Boy.
Okay, okay.
And this is by one of my godmothers, the amazing Dani Stillwell.
Love her.
And
love
we
her.
Give empowerment, women empowerment retreats every year for the last 12 or 13 years. And we actually had a workshop one time that was entitled Glow in the Dark. And it was encouraging us to stand in our light, whatever those gifts and talents are, to cast out this darkness that she was referencing, you know, in this poem. And it's a lot of responsibility, you know, to stand in that. And so to me, the light is just being who God created you to be and just shining, you know, and just using those gifts and talents for the betterment of yourself, your family, and the community.
What do you think dims the light, you know? What do you think dims are like? For me, in my profession, it's it's the competitor sometimes, you know, playing small, so to speak.
Okay.
When you're around others that you're not competing with, you know, like around your family. You know, because what I've noticed, and these are real life experiences here, the title of lawyer sometimes makes certain persons feel a certain way. So I sometimes honestly don't like to tell my title when I'm not at work, you know, because as soon as I say lawyer, what happens? Oh, it's like people switch up on me.
Yeah.
They don't talk the same. They don't want to act the same. They become seditty. You know what I mean? So what do you think are some examples of issues that affect you that make us want to dim the light? Again, I gave an example of mine, my title.
I would say that, and I just so happened by God's grace to have graduated at the top of my class.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right.
I had a 4.02 from Cass Tech graduate. I mean, Cass Tech High School. I got a full tuition scholarship. So just those credentials in and of itself has made other people feel some kind of way when interacting with me. So I don't even often tell those things.
You can't say it.
Because it goes to that point about shrinking.
Right.
And wanting others to feel comfortable if that wasn't their testimony.
But that's a damn shame.
I think
that we
is.
Have to live our lives that way. Why can't I say to you, you look fabulous, and you just say thank you, as opposed to dimming it down, dumbing it down, or saying, putting something in the spin that makes, that takes away the compliment that I just said, right? Don't we often do that?
We do. And I think it has something to do with what we perceive as humility. You know, what if you honor yourself in a certain kind of way is you're doing too much. That's just for Jesus. You know, you are not worth all of that. You know, you need to just tone all of that down. It's been my experience.
Mine too.
And so what I am working on and through is to accept the compliment without going into what's wrong. So if someone says, "Oh, that's a pretty outfit," well, yeah, it still fit a little bit too tight, and I didn't get a chance to do this. And so it's always something instead of just thank you.
There you go.
And so, just standing in it.
So we should tell the people to accept compliments given to you.
Yes.
Just accept the compliments, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's important.
I agree.
Then she talks about, we ask ourselves, who are we to be brilliant, gorgeous, handsome, talented, and fabulous? Okay. I'll be honest with you. I've had an insecurity for most of my life, especially because I was a chunky kid. Okay. When I was coming up, I was a chunky kid. So in that, certain nicknames were used against me. You know, the big fat yellow banana. Okay, these were things that were said to me.
Okay.
And so we're talking about these first 6 years, these first 7 years. So those things don't really leave you, if you will. I don't care if you become Mr. Universe. That's still in you. We're battling this every single day of our lives.
That's true.
And so we have to get away from that, right? So that's still in me. And so that was an insecurity that I had. So I didn't ever think, when a person would tell me I was handsome, I was really handsome.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That just wasn't something I would think. Do you have examples that you could share with us with regards? Maybe not the handsome, because you're fine. So, you know, that's different. So maybe you never had that problem.
Oh, aren't you so kind? Well, I have a big head. And so,
you mean literally or figuratively?
I mean physically. So
I don't see that.
I was often teased about my big head. So, oh, and it would just take my older brother just to just be so unkind. Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And so much so that I have a nephew that has a big head, mm-hmm. and we've formed a committee, Big-Headed People. We are the BHPs, because we're just learning to embrace it. Like, it is what it is.
Okay.
And so when you talk about my academic achievement, I remember my brother saying, well, of course you did. You're working with two brains in one. So those are things that I've had to work with myself to be okay, to not shrink, and to just say forget you.
Right.
For lack of a stronger word.
Wow. So we're all a work in progress.
Yes, sir.
Right. And it's okay to let go of those things that people may have said you were, mm-hmm. especially when you know they're really not true.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to accept our own truth, mm-hmm. right? And then portray that to the world. Right.
So I have a question.
Sure.
So what kind of things are you doing to support yourself in overcoming those things and, you know, using your gifts and talents and recognizing that you are handsome and not a yellow banana and all of that stuff? So what have you done to help you to come out of hiding? Because we're talking about the real you standing up.
It's an everyday struggle. You know what I mean? But it's real, meaning I exercise because I don't want to ever be that again.
Okay.
Right. I take care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I try to say positive affirmations.
Okay.
Okay. To help me feel better about myself every single day. These are things that I think we all should do. My affirmation may not be one that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
So pick your own affirmations mm-hmm. and make that a part of your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk to yourself. It's okay to talk to yourself.
Yeah.
It's when you start answering yourself that you got an issue.
Well, you know what? To that point, I read this quote because I love to talk to myself.
Okay.
And it said, and of course I answer because sometimes I need expert advice. So that worked for me.
So you are the patient and the doctor.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Simultaneously.
Okay. Yes, so sir. Playing small. And what's that mean to you? Can you give us an example of when you may have played small in a real life situation, you know, that you knew good and well you should not have, and you felt that you did yourself a disservice?
Well, I would just say a lot of times every day, you know, I do a lot of stuff to help me to overcome and to make peace with who I am and how I am. And because I'm heavily involved in self-improvement and workshops and books and all that kind of stuff, some of the things in my family, they still struggle with those things. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I play small by not always offering insight into things that I could because I'm afraid that it'll be where there she go with again, thinking she better than somebody, you know, la, la, la. So I often keep certain things to myself unless I feel that it's safe to share.
Okay.
But I don't always feel safe to share. Because my family can be, they're joker bullies.
Joker bullies. What's that?
That's when they talk about, like, things that are real sensitive.
To you, because they know your history?
Correct.
Okay.
And then they just throw it out in a family forum and just laugh about things that are my real life struggles.
Gotcha. Okay.
I feel like I'm about to cry.
Don't do that.
And or, you know, I'll observe it in other people.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like
if
someone's been incarcerated or if they've been evicted.
Mm.
Like those things aren't funny. Like those are real life struggles if that was your situation.
Right. That's right.
But my family sometimes has a tendency to just throw your stuff out there, you know, and it's not okay.
Do you think that's because we both are proud African Americans, Black folks.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that's a Black folk thing, or you think that's an American or just a people thing? Do you think this playing it small and having to play it small around your own is something that is more a part of the African American community, or do you think it spreads further than that? Based on your experience, meaning, I know I would say it's a big thing in the Black community, but I can't say that it's exclusive to African Americans.
Well, I have the most experience being Black.
Okay.
But I think other cultures do it as well. But I think ours is deeper. Okay. I think it goes to the Willie Lynch letter you know, highlights our differences in an effort to promote that crabs in a bucket syndrome. Right. So, you know, if you're trying to use your gifts and talents in a certain kind of way, people aren't comfortable with that, especially if they aren't growing or keeping up with you. So then the comments are to deflate your balloon.
Right.
Consciously or unconsciously.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
And I really think that people may not mean any harm, but it still is harmful. But they can only give you what they're giving themselves. So if they're not improving themselves and trying to be better, me working on myself and trying to be better and smoothing out generational curses or you know, trying to overcome certain things.
Yes. Yes. So it's true. Hurt people hurt people.
That's true.
Right?
That's my experience.
And there's a lot of people out there hurting, right?
That's true.
And that's a part of what we're trying to do here is lift that pain, right?
Yes.
By talking about some sensitive subjects on occasion.
Got me tearing
like this,
up.
You know, to help people see the other side, you know, the better side.
Yes.
So we were meant to shine.
Yes.
Do you agree?
I agree.
Do you think our Lord and Savior believes? Do you think that's what it is? Excuse me.
It is actually in the Bible. I want to say it's Matthew 3:16.
Uh-oh. Don't give me the quote.
That says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works."
Mm. Okay.
And glorify your Father who art in heaven. So we are commanded to shine.
And so she sort of said that. She says, born to make manifest the glory of God within us.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful.
So when we are not supporting each other in that, we're really out of alignment with the will of God. It is the will of God to celebrate each other. It's the will of God to celebrate yourself.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
But isn't it interesting how it doesn't appear to be that way with others when we're in our community? People always putting each other down.
If they are not on the same path that we're on. Like you and I are very uplifting to each other.
To each other.
Yes, sir.
But we don't live together.
This is true.
We don't hang out together all the time. We have to go into the world.
This is true.
So let's give the people some tips or suggestions as to how to do better when you're in the world. Because in the world, I'm not coming up to you and saying most aren't. And giving you a compliment or being positive. It's the frown. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's that mean mug, and as we call it, you know, in the black men community. Brothers not smiling to each other, you know? So what would you suggest for
our viewers? That we should be the change that we're looking for in the world.
Mm.
I am a very deliberate complimenter. Mm. You know, I can always find good in people, and I'm very willing to share that, those observations to deal with this very issue that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a teacher by nature, and so I'm always looking for ways to uplift my students and settle on the positive aspects of themselves.
Right,
and
right.
So I'm that naturally,
right,
you know,
right.
But that's not often my experience.
Right,
you understand?
Right.
So the best that we can do is, A, recognize that we are or are not, you know, being positive, and then make a decision to be positive.
That's beautiful.
On purpose.
Right, right.
Positive on purpose.
And to the brothers, I would just simply say it's okay to smile. It's okay to say what's up. It's okay to give the hood nod or the hood wink, you know, the what up.
Yes.
You know, I can't stand going into any community because I travel a lot, and I see a brother, and he sees me. I know you see me. I know you see me.
Yes.
But at the same time, you don't give me that head nod.
Mm-hmm.
That's an acknowledgement one to the other that I'm here and what's up. I hope you're good. So that's what I mean when I'm head nodding. I'm here for you, brother. Even though I don't know you, I'm here for you.
Yes.
I think that's something that's a simple thing you can do, you know what I mean, to show that there's a camaraderie, a support, a union, right?
Yes.
Something that makes us similar or the same, right? Okay. Okay.
And you do a very great job at that, I might add. Your Facebook page and all that is just flooded with positivity, you know, helping us to remember the best of who we are. And you're very conscious and you're very deliberate. And when I'm having bad days, I go to your page on purpose.
All right, now watch this. Thank you. I just said thank you. Nothing else.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I appreciate the
so,
compliment.
So thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So that was the poem. We're talking about liberation.
Mm-hmm.
It's the year 2020. It's a new year and a new decade.
Woo woo.
We're trying to make some changes, right?
Yes.
And basically, why? Let me ask you this question. If I asked you, why have I been uncomfortable in shining? What's that really all about, you think, for the average person?
Well, we've touched on it somewhat.
Okay.
It's the responsibility for me maintaining that, because I know my strengths and my lesser strengths. I don't even prefer the word weakness.
Mm,
you know, it's just something that I just need to get a little stronger at.
Mm, I like that.
And because of that, and I can always find that, it's like, well, maybe I'm not who I think I am. You know, maybe I'm not as brilliant or as fabulous as I think I am. So not yet. Let me read one more book. Let me go to one more workshop. Let me do one more thing instead of just acknowledging that God woke us up this morning.
Yes.
He is more than sufficient.
Yes.
He is more than sufficient to determine our worthiness.
Yeah.
So if He found it sufficient to allow us to see one more day, I'm learning to be at peace with that wherever I am, whether I got the money, don't have the money, the nail is broke, I'm 100 pounds overweight, whatever that is, I'm learning to bloom where I'm planted. But it is work.
It's work.
It's
for
work.
For me, because of my life experiences, things, when the good happens, I'm always expecting that bad.
Mm.
I'm always like, yeah, this is too good.
Mm. What's that about?
It's just what I fear.
Okay.
What I've experienced in the past.
Mm-hmm.
The loss of loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, you a 19-year-old cat and everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
And you lose your mother, your best friend, to cancer.
Mm.
That wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah.
So when you experience something that dramatic, when you're that young, it sort of deflates you substantially.
Yeah.
And so if that can happen, hell, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's losses, you know, losses of loved ones, losses of opportunities. So for me, every day, affirmations are very important because I like good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to love good and get used to good.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that fear. Something just around the corner is going to happen. So I'm working on that, you know. So again, positive affirmations, being still where I am and enjoying it in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Tomorrow's not important, right?
Yes.
I'm doing what I need to do today right now, and it's good.
Yes.
So that's what I would tell people. Enjoy the now.
Yes.
You know, that's what helps me.
Learning to be present.
Yes.
To be present and fully available for what is happening.
Exactly. Exactly.
In this right now moment. Yeah.
So let's get to the real nitty gritty.
All right.
There's a cost.
Okay.
Right? There's a cost we all have to pay when we're trying to get to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean when I'm saying that?
Mm.
You know?
I think I know. Will you expound?
Okay. Meaning you got to do some new stuff to get some new stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't do the same old thing.
Oh, no.
And get a new result?
No.
Why not?
Look, you're trying to get the $50,000 job.
Okay.
Okay. You got to go to school maybe. Or you got to get the trade maybe. Or you got to hustle harder maybe.
No way.
Because you ain't hitting the lottery. That's not happening.
I can't just think positively and do nothing.
Quit playing. Okay. They ain't stupid. Neither am I. You already know.
Okay.
You got to work. You got to grind out here in America to get it. You got to put it in. You got to put the work in. And what is it? You got to go through to get to.
Mm.
You got to go through some things, right?
Yes.
There's a lot to that.
Yeah.
Right? So with me, with the weight, to keep it off, I have to work out.
The weight. The weight. I've been looking at videos lying in my bed, and it has not shed a pile.
It ain't going to happen. We got to get our butts up. Look, when you look at The Rock, for example.
Okay.
And you look at his life stories and his things, you'll see that the man is up at some 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. The Rock is not The Rock because he's sitting in bed.
Okay.
The Rock is getting his ass up.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock in the morning.
And putting in work.
Even, I'm told, I don't know him personally, but even when he's on the road doing a movie.
Mm.
So if you want to look a certain way, you have to do a certain thing. If you want to have a certain thing, you have to do a certain thing. You at that nice house, you got to figure out a new hustle, or you got to take your butt to school. You can't be, oh, Jesus, I'm just waiting on you. Oh. I'm waiting on the Lord.
So He's faith bless me. Without works.
Without works is the dead. Problem.
There you so go. It said faith without works.
Right.
So we have to work our faith.
And that's the cost.
Okay.
That's the cost.
Right? I agree.
You agree. All right.
Yeah, because I haven't been successful otherwise.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you have been very successful. So you've put in some work.
Yes.
And you're putting in work.
Yeah. Never?
Never. Do you plan on retiring? See, I never plan on retiring. I want to keep improving, like Michelle Obama says in her book, Becoming. We are all continuously becoming.
Because there's always a next level.
Always a next level or a better you, so to speak. Right? This is a journey, right? Life is a journey.
Yes, it is.
All right.
I agree. Okay. I agree. So I have a question to ask of you. What do you think is the behind the I don't deserve it mentality? Why do you think people deny themselves things?
That's a good question. I would have to say it's mostly based on our upbringing. Mm-hmm. And if you think about it, we are all the sum total of our experiences. Mm-hmm. That's all we are. Mm-hmm. So if during our lives, the cousins, the friends were saying how you weren't about a certain thing.
Okay.
You start to believe that. And so you have to fall away from that. You have to believe that you are deserving. And that takes a lot when you've been dealing with years and years of people telling you what you shouldn't have or what you're not good enough for, right?
Why do you think the people believe that thought versus the other thought that I am deserving? Why is the I don't deserve it thought more comfortable than the I do deserve it thought? Because they're both just thoughts that propel
I think it's easier to want nothing. I think it's easier to want nothing.
Okay.
Because then you don't have to work. But as soon as you say you want something, then you got to go to task.
This is true.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. So if you're just sitting around dreaming, you just keep dreaming. But once you commit to a thing, you have to start doing a thing. And that's hard.
Because it requires discipline.
There you go.
The D word.
Exactly. But that was a good question. I appreciate that.
Yeah. So what do you do even when you have no cheerleaders? What if the community is not behind you? No one is clapping and say, go, Johnny, you got it. You the man. What do you do under those circumstances?
Bended knee. It's all about God for me.
Okay.
For those that don't believe in God, then that's all right. But you need something inside yourself that motivates you. Even when no one else is supporting you. Now, I'm going to tell you, I love cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. I love them.
What do you like most about them, Johnny?
Oh, that's another topic. Okay, I'm a married man. But my wife knows. She knows. I love her. I do. I love you, baby. But basically, cheerleading helps me to just feel more motivated. You know what I mean? We all need that extra push that says, you know, you can do it. That's what my mother was for me. My mother was my greatest cheerleader.
Okay.
Okay. So when everyone else said I couldn't, she said I could. When the teacher in school said to me when I was in kindergarten, when she said to my mom, your child has a disability. He has ADD or ADHD because I was hyper but not paying no damn attention.
Okay.
Right? My mama said, no, he doesn't. He's staying in this school. He's staying in this room. You're not putting him on the short bus, the special education bus, or in that classroom. He does not need that.
What a wonderful woman.
But without her, I would have been in that class, on that bus, and I don't have anything against that. Some people need that, right? You know, but I didn't. But without that cheerleader, my life would have been different. So I'm glad I had her. So now here I am. 55 years later, almost, lawyer, law firm, entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. You know, those things. But just imagine had I not had that cheerleader. So I think cheerleading is important. But when you don't have it, because remember, mine left at 19.
Okay.
You still got to keep pushing. You have to keep pushing.
Amen to that.
I think it's about God.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
And I just want to touch on a little bit because that was so powerful because I'm from an educational background. And to hear that that teacher's words could have put your life on a certain path.
No question.
You know, versus the one that your mother affirmed for you. So right. then it brings to mind that life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Mm.
So the power of affirmations
wow.
and what we say about ourselves and to ourselves will help us to come out of hiding and will help us to be comfortable standing in our light and just accept who we are and how we are, because we didn't create ourselves. So whatever gifts and talents I have, to God be the glory.
Mm.
To God be the glory.
And champagne bubbles. Champagne bubbles. You understand? That's why this is my co-host.
Like, and so for real, and what I'm working with myself as I'm standing in it and I'm learning to be okay with me and saying it out loud and being proud of my achievements. It's like, if you got a problem with me, talk to God. Like, I am just a vessel. Like, I didn't give me my spirit. I didn't give me my gifts and talents. Like, that's all the Creator. So don't come talking to me crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing. Seriously.
Well, thank you for listening.
Continue. Well, what's behind? Okay, we talked about that. Now, what happens? How dreary would life be if we just stayed in the shell or never let that light shine? Could you imagine a life without you at least attempting to go to the next level or become your best self? What would that look like for you? Meaning, are you a middle-aged woman now? I know you don't like talking about your age. But.
Well, I consider myself forever young.
Okay.
I'm okay with it. I am 44.
Okay.
Ready to explore
okay.
much more. So I'm okay with it.
Excuse me. Okay. All right.
So, I'm just barely scratching the surface.
Right.
Because at this level of my development, I am more comfortable in my skin as a woman. Mm-hmm. You know, I've gone through changes of trying to please people in a certain kind of way. Get certain pats on the back and all of that. And cheerleading and those pats are still important. But I am really becoming comfortable with me. Like, this is where I am. This is what it is. You know, even today, there were a few curls I wanted to do differently or something else. I'm like, this is it. Like,
but are you done?
I am not done.
And if you did nothing else and the Lord gave you 44 more years.
Yes.
Would you be all right with that at 88?
No. I wouldn't be all right with where I am today at 88
okay.
without trying for something more.
Okay. So would you have a sense of regret? Would you be bitter? You know, I mean, if that happened.
Meaning, I imagine so.
Meaning what I'm trying to ask you so we can help the people. If you do nothing and you just, and life passes you by, then doesn't that make you bitter maybe? Doesn't it make you, couldn't it make you
I would say
regrets?
So. I would say from my observations, because I consider myself a social scientist.
Okay.
I like to, you know, observe and see how people are moving and take best practices,
right.
you know, from people. And I think that the people that are bitter are those that have the regrets. They didn't come out of hiding. They didn't try the acting career or going back to school or the modeling gig or tried another relationship after that one failed or, you know, just having a hard time getting back up and moving forward and thriving versus just surviving.
So that's the old uncle, the old cousin, that when you come up to him, you say something exciting. They try to smash you right down.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's bitterness.
Yeah.
Right. And you can see it in them, can't you?
For sure.
And we don't want to be that.
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. What else? What else can we expound upon as it relates to shining brighter, becoming your greatest self? What would you like the people to know?
Well, I think that we have to be clear on who you are.
Right.
Like, how do you know who you are and what your truth is. So you are, you said, almost 55?
55, Lord willing.
Yes.
This July.
Looking very good, I might say.
You sort of stuttered with that.
Because I didn't know if I wanted to say handsome, good. I was trying to find the right adjective.
Okay.
These are your issues that you're still working on. I didn't know if I wanted to say fine, if I was crossing a line.
Yeah, you crossed the line with fine. Okay, that's Boris Cujo, okay? This, I ain't nowhere near fine, okay?
You cannot define for me what my fine
true that,
is.
True that. So, I apologize.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right.
So, with that being the case, and you are now accepting who you are, and
yes,
standing in your light,
yes,
and going to your next level,
right,
up to and including this experience on this podcast.
Major, major, yeah.
So how did you overcome your fear?
I had people,
okay,
encouraging me mostly to move forward, to do it afraid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I didn't just get over it.
Mm-hmm.
I had to walk through it.
Okay.
And I had good brothers, good sisters that were saying to me, bruh, I see in you what you don't see in yourself.
Mm.
And so that's what this experience is about.
Okay.
You know, coming to know myself for myself.
Yes.
Because people see you differently than you see yourselves typically.
That's a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are giving us feedback, when we're interacting with them,
mm-hmm,
the stuff that we might want to deny.
Right.
Let me own it. Stuff I might want to okay, deny about myself.
Mm-hmm.
When they say, oh, you're this or you're that. You know, areas where I'm still feeling unworthy.
Right.
Or inadequate. Or not just yet. Getting that feedback has been helpful,
mm-hmm,
to say, well, maybe I am. Especially if multiple sources are saying it.
Right.
That don't have... They're not trying to get my money.
Right, 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 right.
They don't need any of my resources. Then it's like, oh, well, maybe that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That might just be true, although I hadn't accepted that.
Hadn't accepted.
About myself.
Because the graduates don't say maybe.
Mm.
See, the true graduates don't say maybe.
Okay.
So maybe is a step, and that's where I am.
Okay.
I'm with you. Maybe that is true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's cool.
Yeah.
Because the graduate says, I am.
Mm.
I am that,
mm-hmm,
that they say I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he or she works with it,
yes,
and lives it. And then that inspires others. You know what I mean? Everybody likes to shine.
Yes.
Everybody likes a winner.
Yeah.
You know, it makes everybody feel good.
So to that point, the I am.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you stand in your I am and be confident versus arrogant?
Because
that is an energetic difference. So
you're right. You're right. I don't believe in cocky, but again, that's all about being humble.
Okay.
And having humility. Because the truth is, at any given moment in time,
mm-hmm,
what you are can be taken away. So appreciate that. Know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't assume or take for granted that because you are, quote unquote, all that today, that you will be that tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's called being blessed.
Yes.
That's God's grace.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So it's living in the grace.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
And so living in the grace, accepting the blessing, and then speaking in that way, acting in that way, presenting yourself in that way. People get it,
mm-hmm,
versus the cocky guy, right? That's the one that's normally talking the most in the room, but got this much to say,
mm-hmm,
but needs that much attention.
Yeah.
Right? So you don't have to be the one talking the most in the room. Just let your presence, your being,
mm-hmm,
speak for itself,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. And that's the byproduct of our prayers and meditation and just allowing the spirit to flow.
There you go. There you
versus
go.
Versus the intellect. Cause
well, I wish I could do
difference.
That. I wish I could do that. I love it. I love it. See, that's champagne bubbles. Okay.
Yeah. So anything else that you think is important or that has served you and allowing the real you to come forth in this season?
Faith, cheerleaders, self-belief, discipline, focus, drive, and a desire to just really want to be my best self. You know, that's what living, truly living to me is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would hope that, you know, if you're out there, that these are things that you could adopt or at least think about.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that maybe you haven't been given your best, because your best that which God has created deserves your best. You understand what I'm
Absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
I think we do a disservice. I think we do a disservice to the Most High if we don't do that.
Yeah, because let's go back right. to what Marianne Williamson reminds us. And when we shine our light, we consciously give other people permission to do the same. Have you experienced that to be true?
Yes. Again, this Facebook thing is not so new for me now, but it sort of kind of is. I'm only 5 years in, and I was encouraged to do that. And what I've realized about Facebook is, first of all, you have to be a reader or at least someone that's interested in quote unquote news. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Not that it's really news, but it's information.
Right.
Not all people want to hear news. People don't watch television. You know, people definitely don't pick up a book. Well, on Facebook, they're posts. And so unless you're putting up a picture, then people aren't going to necessarily hear what you have to say because
okay.
I like to type a lot and write a lot because I'm saying a thing.
Yes.
So, but having said that, post help. And I didn't know the significance of how much posts have helped others.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter where I am. I now know that when I say a thing via post, I've helped change people's lives. I got those kind of confirmations just this past weekend talking to family and, you know, people saying, oh, I appreciate what you're doing or I like what you're doing, you know. So, yeah, sharing good things and being positive, right? I call it self-therapy. It's helping others to shine better and to feel better.
I agree. Because then it's like, oh, if Johnny can do it.
Exactly.
Then I can do it, too.
Exactly.
If Oprah can do it, I can do it, too.
The big O.
The big O.
You better know it.
Yeah.
Well, yes, because if I can do it, believe you me, anybody can do it. Okay.
So we should not continue to play small. Is that your position?
Never, never. Get that out of your head ASAP. Be done with the small and accept what God has made you.
Because it doesn't serve you, your family, or the community. Like, we all need each other to be the best versions of ourselves because it continues to heal and elevate and encourage,
that's right.
you know, the that's spirit right. of God that's flowing right. through us.
That's right. That's yeah. right. So it's just about overcoming the greatest fear, right? Being your best self, working every day to become your best, you know, not being unafraid to step out, right? And to step into your real unique you. So I guess the message is what to the people? It's what do you be you, be unafraid to do you. Understand that God made you the way you are, that you are in and of yourself and on your own, a light,
yes.
right? Something to be reckoned with and to love that. Love who you are. And then when you do that, right, when you do that sincerely and genuinely, you'll see that reciprocated and it'll become infectious.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I
think that's the message. Right?
I think that's a very powerful message. And that is what the world needs is for us to shine our light to combat what we call darkness. So it's really not for us to continue to grumble, in my opinion, about the darkness. It's time for the children of God that have the spirit of the living God moving in them to stand up and shine, because the word reminds us to not hide our gifts under the bushel basket. You know, we're supposed to use it so that we can multiply it and make a difference by going forth and helping one another, because everybody is here with a purpose. And we all have things that each other needs in order for this whole world to keep on spinning. Every person is important. So come out of hiding, be your authentic self, surround yourself with people who love and encourage you. What would you say about toxic situations? And what if you're in a situation where people are constantly putting you down? And if you're trying to walk in this truth that we're all, you know, offering, yeah, I'm going to do what Johnny and Champagne said.
Right.
I'm going to do that. And then what if they say, sit your ass down. So where you know what you're talking about? What would you say to someone in that situation?
That's a big topic.
All right.
We'll touch on it.
All right.
But that would take me another episode or us. So, you know, we'll get to it. So just in wrapping it up, you know, This podcast is about good vibration.
Yes, sir.
Bringing good vibes to the people, helping them understand, you know, that it's all about love.
Yes.
And loving more and caring more. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing. There'll be some thought-provoking things going on. There'll be some self-help issues that we'll be talking about. Sometimes we'll just have basic, good old fun. But today was about helping people understand it's okay to let go of fear, right? And
yes,
to move into your purpose and your presence, right, by the Most High. I hope you enjoyed this series or this first episode. We look forward to bringing you more. This has been Vibrations with
Champagne Bubbles
and Johnny Hawkins. So we're going to sign out for now, but we look forward to seeing you again. Peace
Bye
and love.
Now.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for having joined us today. We hope you enjoy the information. We would love for you to join the conversation. You can do that by reaching us, either me, myself, Johnny, at vibrationspodcast.com or on my social media, which is Johnny Hawkins. That's Johnny Hawkins on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you.
And you can also reach me on Facebook at Nigel Champagne Bubbles, and that's NEGAYLE. We would love to chat with you and find out what's on your mind.